Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Oracle Divination Network. You've got your Ominika live coming at you this evening. So how is the African family and how are the children? I hope everyone's doing fine this evening. And thank you so much for joining me on this special occasion. And this is a special occasion, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to say Habari Ghani, my old friend, and I'd like to say what's up to my new friend, and thank you so much for joining me on my pre-birthday celebration, and I want everyone to know that I am coming up on my birthday. Starting at midnight, we will start looking at celebrating the old girl's birthday. That's right. It is my birthday coming up tomorrow, the 3rd of April. And thank God my birthday was not on April Fool's Day, or we would really be having a time in here. But I am among some great company. Eddie Murphy is celebrating his birthday tomorrow on the 3rd of April. And there are others who are also celebrating their birthday. It's a special day on the 4th of the month. The 4th of the month in April, and the 3rd day of April. If those two are added together, it is a perfect 7. So to all you perfect 7s out there, you need to wear your name 7 so that people know you are a perfect 7. That's right. We're going to have a good time in here this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to fasten your seatbelts because it's on with Omi. Omi and the crew, it is on, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to know that because we have got to make sure you understand that when it comes to partying, a party ain't like a party if Omi ain't doing it. I got that feeling, that funny feeling. DJ Omi's in the house and she's ready to roll. She's ready to rock. I got that feeling, that funny feeling. DJ Omi's in the house and she's ready to rock, she's ready to roll, she's ready to rock and roll. Are y'all ready for it, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much. We're going to have a party up in here. But first of all, let me tell you what this is all about. Why I invited you to my code party. Coding with party is going to be the thing, ladies and gentlemen. After I do this one up real fashion like, most of you are going to say, uh-oh, Omi cannot do me. I got to have me a cold party too. Then it's going to get catch, it's going to get caught on to. And everywhere you look, it's going to be a cold group party. I am the original instigator. I am the original starter and party starter. So once I start this thing, it's going to be replicated, but never duplicated because it's not by the Omi. So whoever comes after me is a counterfeit. Just know this, that it's been replicated. This is a party, the only party on air for coding with party. And we are inviting all of our young women out tonight so you can learn about how you can break into the male-dominant profession of the STEM program into IT to learn how to code, because girls, listen, my indigenous girls code too. That means they need a party to learn about how they can enter into the profession of coding. Yes, I have taught this class before. I have urged you mothers to go and get your girls in these coding classes because this is going to be the field for them to get into. How do I know this? Because I've worked in engineering departments before. I've actually started out in my major of engineering graphics for design majors. Yes, I was a designer, visual design specialist for 2 years at Purdue University. After getting out of this field, transitioning into teaching since it was a more female-dominated field, I longed for to go back into the field, and I had that opportunity by entering into a contract with a major organization who needed girls to infiltrate the engineering department. So I became a scheduler planner, and I planned for the engineers, and I put their projects together, worked closely with them, and had a chance to work in graphing and design, work with all of the major visual design engineers. So here I'm introducing you to coding. Indigenous girls can code too. This is a Made with Code party. And you might want to say, what is coding? Can anyone tell me? Well, hold your horses. Hold up, little tight wire. I'm going to get there. And you're going to be glad you did step into the line of command with mixed coders. With mixed coders and with skilled with code. Yes, girls are doing it up. They're using code to design, they're mixing music. And that's why I wanted you in here, because I am a musician. I will be using some of the codes to put together my beat and to add to the lyrics of the stories that I am telling through my storytelling. Yes, you will want to add coding to your list, ladies and gentlemen. All you young girls who are 17 and above, and you don't need to put in by an endorsement to come to the class. But if you need your mother's endorsement, have your mother bring you into the class this evening. Because this is something that you girls are want to mix, that want to mix up. If you're mixing up beats and music, if you're trying to step into the field of STEM. So what is the STEM program? The STEM program is science, technology, engineering, and math. And most of your schools that are on the outskirts of the inner city, they have the engineering program for those who would like to enroll in engineering and biomedicine. Now, we won't be talking about biomedicine this evening, but we will be talking about engineering and coding. And we're giving a party. We're planning this party, and it's going to be for 4 long days. Would you believe it? Oh, my goodness, the party. Oh, 4 long days. Oh, isn't this great? I'm finally retirement age. Isn't that great? That means that I can make the maximum amount of money without being penalized. This is a celebration. Oh, yes, it's a celebration. And you know what? I am a firm believer. If nobody don't throw you a party, throw a party for yourself. Now, I know that those relatives can take you out for a meal and maybe for a movie, but the real question is, can they throw a party like a party should be thrown like nobody else can? If they can't, then throw your own girls' party. Throw your own party with cold party. This is going to be the first inception, and when you see how all we do it, you're going to want to replicate, but never duplicate. Create your own cold with party. Now, let me break it down to you, break it down. First of all, thank each and every one of you for joining me on this occasion to be a part of my coding party, the Face of Vision 01. Let it be known that you were present here for only Code with Party. We're going to kick it off with another flop of light tonight and give you all the rules and lay the foundation. And then as we lay the foundation, we're going to slowly get into the mood of party. We're going to jam it up in here in this room tonight because we don't have no agenda but the party. And a party and a party until you see only party. So come on in and stretch back and lay back and wait for the party to get started, because this is where the party is, ladies and gentlemen. And a party at a party if Omi ain't there. And this is the party of the year. Let's get going. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and now that I came down just a little bit, I want to welcome you once again. This is your Omi, your Empress. This is your only one. I am your only one, your teacher. I am also your advocate, and I am your DJ for the evening. DJ Omi's in the house, and she's ready to rock. She's ready to roll. How's everyone doing? Once again, you have been invited to our first Made with Code party on this date of April the 2nd that will go all the way through April the 6th. Isn't that something, ladies and gentlemen, for 4 long days? Code with party. Now let's code and look at how code touches every part of our world, ladies and gentlemen, and with Nomad. And no matter what you want to be when you grow up, and that's your own business, you can grow up doing it with code and computer science. That's right. Skills can help you get to where you want to go. So let's join the party and learn about the fun things that you can do when you're starting it with coding. Using codes to build the world around you, young ladies. And you can hear about it right from here. You can hear how women coders around the world are creating a better future for all of us. Discover how code and CS skills can help you pursue your own best interests, your own destiny. Write your own first few lines of coding, and we'll help you to do that at least to discover what coding is. So what is coding only? What is coding and what can girls do with it? Well, so what can a girl do with coding? Literally speaking, I'd say anything. She might want to go to become a programmer, a doctor, an anthropologist, a designer, a president, a pastry chef, or anything in between. Computer skills can build the foundation, problem solving, creativity, and communication skills that will help her succeed and stay competitive in whatever field she chooses to go in. There really is nothing she can't do with coding as a tool in her belt. Now let's put that tool in our belt this evening, ladies and gentlemen. For you girls that are out there, talk to your mom. Ask them if you can come on to listen to this show, because you're going to want to throw your next party as the coding party. Yes, I asked the question, what is coding? A few talking points that I'll point out to you. Let's kick it off real proper. Like, learning how to code is the first thing you'll be doing. Will help you to become a creator more than just a consumer of the technology, what we use every day, but you can be participant. If girls don't participate in technical innovation, your ideas, concerns, and designs won't be known, and included when we make the cities, the cars, the clothing, the medicine, the communication, and the government of tomorrow. It is a big deal that girls be a part of our collective digital future. And why is that? Because we need to have our input. Coding can help when you make a difference. Computing skills can allow you to work on creative solutions to some of the world's most complex and challenging problems. You can build, produce and solutions to have to solve your problems in life, improve environment, solve health problems, or to keep the world connected. Coding team-oriented computer scientists work as part of the collective team that requires many different kinds of skills. Coding is a flexible computing skill, can allow you to work in any industry and in any part of the country. May IT careers offer flexible hours in the option to telecommunication, making it easy to blend your career with your personal life. Coding can provide great qualities of life. CS is among the fastest growing and the highest paying field in the U.S., earning the highest entry level salaries in any bachelor's degree program. Computing jobs aren't all about coding. Coding is important skills for a computing job that these jobs are about. Much more than coding, they are about working with others to design and build new tools for people to use to make their very own lives better. Now, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, but that's not it in a nutshell. Coding can be creative. You can go into scheduling, planning. You can become the boss, the big boss, where you order people around and you schedule where they should be, and you calculate how much they will make, and you cut their check. Yes, a scheduler planner is a part of the team of engineering. You know how I know? Because I used to be a scheduler planner, and I knew exactly where those engineers should be and what time they should be there. Excuse me. Thanks for hosting this party, Omi. Thanks for being here for us girls. You should be saying that. Because this is a Made with Code party, baby, and we got it going on in this room this evening. We are getting all hyped up. By 12 midnight, we kick it off. It's Omi's birthday, and There's no telling what may go on in this coding party. This is how a coding party should be. Get all stirred up. Get hyped. Go head on and get hyped. You got to go. Go head on. Welcome to Made with Code Party. Thank you so much for joining me. This do-it-yourself guide includes everything you need, and I'm telling you how to do it so your mommies will know exactly what to do. You need to introduce yourself, first of all. Go around the room and introduce yourselves and let them know, I'm here for the coding party. All right? Now that you've done that, you've introduced yourself. Coding girls, let me tell you, indigenous girls can code too. Coding to girls in a fun, accessible, and social way. Advice and agendas to get your party going on and organizing. Inspiring stories, first of all, of girls and women who are already changing the world with its codes, and five engaging activities. We're going to have five engaging activities for you, ladies, to get going and making the party get started. But rest assured, no computer science experience is necessary for this party. No, you don't need any. You don't have to come here prepped already and already geeked up in your computer science. You need not have any prior experiences to come to this coding party. This is where everything gets laid out for you. Do you understand, Comprende? The goal of a Made with Party, code party that is to spark your interest and curiosity and encourage you to explore the country's possibilities of what you can do with code. Do you understand? I'm going to spark your interest with code at the center of our lives. Today, young women, you are not equally represented in the scheme of things or in the creation of these technologists. We start Made with Code to help change that togetherness. We can help ensure that more girls become the center and not just the consumer of our collective digital future and bargaining. As parents and teachers, coaches, advisors, role modelers, and stakeholders, we all have a huge part to play in helping to make coaching relevant and exciting for girls. In fact, a nationwide study was published earlier this year, found that encouragement from adults and peers is the most significant contribution to a girl's decision to pursue computer science, even more than her parents' occupations or household income. Given that girls are half as likely as boys to receive their encouragement, your support is all the more important. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for taking this time to step into how we show girls that the things they love are made with coding. Yes, it is. And let's spike the girls' curiosity today, ladies and gentlemen, and encourage them to explore the countless possibilities of what they can do with coding. I'm getting all hyped and excited because I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. I never had anyone to come to my school to mentor me about IT or coding or engineering. It wasn't even thought of. I had to accidentally stumble up on it. I don't want you stumbling up on it. And mothers, that's why I'm giving it to you kind of proper life, so you can get this together and give your girl her next code with party to make it relevant so she will start early to learn about science, technology, engineering, and bioscience, the STEM, science, technology, and math. Haven't you heard about it? Well, we're going to be talking about that. And I'm going to be laying out the logistics for the planning of the party, how it should go, how you gather your groups, what materials you need, and the agenda. What is your agenda? And the day of the party, we're going to introduce the icebreakers. What are some of the things we talk about in a COVID party? How do we discuss it? How do we break up into groups, making something in coding more relevant? What do you do with coding? Let's keep the party going. Let's keep the party going. We're going to get to that in a second. And hold on to your horses, little tightwire. We're going to get to that in a second. But first, let's get the party going on. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. And you've got your Omi Lisa 7, and I am live today. I am DJ Omi in the house today, so don't mind me as we get the party going. We're coding with party in here today, and we're laying down the foundation for our next 4 days as we talk to you parents about why it's necessary to have a code with party. This will get your girls energetically involved and integrating into a male-dominant profession. As we talk about it, the next 4 days, they can see how the foundation is live and laid. And then as they look at the foundation, they can go back to their school districts and talk about why don't we have a coding department for our girls and why are girls encouraged to be in coding? And does everyone have to be a mathematician or a scientist in order to go into this field? Why, of course, you do not. I told you that there were no prerequisites to enter into this class, and I meant that. I am a scientist. I am not a mathematician, but I had a deep urge to go into science. And would you believe it? I ended up in engineering, and I was on a path just because I was a visual design major. I like to draw, and I was drawing and designing, landscaping, charcoal, pen and ink, and I landed in an engineering department for my first degree. But lo and behold, I didn't know I could do all the fantastic things with being an engineer. I thought it was a lot of hard work and a lot of drilling, trying to remember formulas. So I bowed out of the profession, and I went into teaching and left it behind after my 2 years of commitment into engineering and graphics as a visual design major. Now, I am saying all these things to get you all agitated and up in arms about this profession. IT is a grand profession to go into. I actually worked in the profession right alongside the engineers, preparing for them, assisting them. So I know the process of a day-to-day assignment in the engineering department. And I want all of you girls to get all geeked up about this profession and all excited about your next birthday party so you too can give a party with code and introduce the coding to your girlfriend. Yes, I know you're going to have to do some reading, you get the buzzwords together, and you're going to have to definitely look into the STEM program. Are you getting enough exposure to the STEM program? The science, technology, engineering, and math. If you're not, mothers, if your birthday is coming up, why don't you give a tomato code party? Now, let's get back on the grid a little bit. So what can a girl do with coding? Literally anything is the answer. She might want to go to become a programmer, a doctor, anthropologist, designer, a president, a pastry chef, anything in between. Computing skills can be built, and the fundamental problem solving creativity can also be built, and communication skills that will help her succeed and stay competitive in whatever field she chooses to go in. As I told you, learning how to code will help you become a creative more than just a consumer of the technology. Coding can help you make a difference in the community and in the world. Coding, you can team up with and orientate yourself with consumer science and work as part of the collaborative team. That requires many different kinds of skills. Coding is flexible, ladies and gentlemen. Computing skills can allow you to work in the industry and in any part of the country. Many IT careers often are flexible hours or the option to telecommunicate, which is basically doing your work from home. And you can have the work downloaded to you through telecommunication, making it easy to blend your career with your personal life and your family life. You can work from your home, yes, remotely. Once you become a programmer and a coder, you can do this work from your home. Coding can provide great qualities of life. Your CS, your computer science background, that's the buzzword, is among the fastest growing and the highest paying field in the United States, earning the highest entry level salaries of any bachelor's degree. Wouldn't you know it? Computing jobs are all about, they're not all about coding. Coding is an important skill, of course, for the computing job, but their jobs are about much, much more than just coding. They're about working with others to design and to build new tools for people to use that make their lives much easier. We look at a problem and try to solve it to make lives easier. Now, internet, for example, enables computers. There are a few ways that you can host a successful party. Let me tell you, even if you don't have a device for a girl party. Okay, for example, I want to encourage the girls to work in pairs. And this will require fewer computers and encourage students to collaborate. If we don't have enough computers, this is how you would do this, mother. If you don't have the computers, use tablets. That would be fine. All of the made with code activities can be completed on a tablet device. Okay? Reach out to your local library, mothers, and community centers or universities to see if you can use their space for your party. Have your party at the library, in the quiet area of the library, maybe when there's not a lot of people there. Ask volunteers to provide computers or tables for the party. Optional, ladies and gentlemen, a projector is optional to show the videos for your party and where you're going to show on the big screen. No problems, a projector, if you don't have it, it isn't necessary. If you can all simply watch the videos together on a shared computer screen. Your brain food, fuel for your mind, and keep energy up with healthy snacks. Bring some healthy snacks in and pass them out, mother, of course. Okay? Now, suggested party agenda. This is what I would suggest. In this section, I would suggest that we go over each agenda item so you have a successful event. We recommend scheduling at least 2 hours for your party to allow your girls to engage deeply within the coding project. Here's a rough outline I'm going to give you of what your agenda might look like. Feel free to mix and match activities that you think will reservoir the best with your girls. For example, during the first 20 minutes, you want to introduce yourselves as an icebreaker. Then discover what coding is and what girls can do with coding for the next 10 minutes. And then for your next 50 minutes, make something you love and make it with coding. Then your next 10 minutes, take a break. Go ahead on, take a break, homie. Then, your next 20 minutes, what else can girls make with coding? Share stories of amazing girls and women already charging and using the coding in their life. The next 20 minutes, do that. For your next 10 minutes, you want to do what's next, how and where to keep learning, to keep up the process, the momentum. Now, we are getting really, really deeply into this, and we need to make sure we include some partying in our activity. Don't just get hyped up. Get hyped up. Opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, but to bring my party in with coding. I am a STEM person, and I am an indigenous brown girl who codes. Yes, I am. Now, I wanted to tell you, ladies, that coding is not the only thing that engineers do. That's one of the things. Now, coding is being presented as well in the allied health profession in the medical field, and I code in the medical field. And I am not currently coding in the engineering field, but I wanted to tell you there's opportunities for you to code in the allied health profession as well. That's right. Those medical professions need their codes put on so that they can get reimbursed. And we'll save that topic for another time. That's another whole introduction, but it does fit right in with the STEMS program. How many of you are familiar with the STEMS program? Raise your hand. For those of you who are currently working in the STEMS program, raise both of your hands. I see them going up. For those of you who have never heard of the STEMS program and you're a middle school student, go back and ask one of your science teachers or your computer science teachers about, what about STEMS? How do I sign up for the STEMS program? And ask them, how can you enroll in the STEMS program? It is very vital, Mom, that you get your middle schoolers started real early. Don't wait too late to after they've gotten into high school. It might be too late then. This is a profession that we want to urge young children to start it over the summer months when they're in middle school and get enrolled in some of the summer STEM CAP programs. That's right, it's going to take you to get started on this a whole summer to get your skills up. Remember I said there was no prerequisite for entering the program? No. Most people are told that they must have an interest in science and math to get in, and they must have an aptitude. And then it runs them away. And most of the minority children don't get to enroll because they fear that they haven't had the necessary prerequisite. Well, that's hogwash. Go head on and sign up. Most programs are now taking down the prerequisites and taking down the apprehension of those minorities that would enroll. Go ahead and enroll. You might find that you're gifted and talented in this area. I didn't know that I was until I got enrolled in the science fair. That's right. Some of you can even participate in a science fair and do your thing there. But for those of you who love the computer and love playing around and problem solving, you can start this summer. There are camps right at Purdue University for candidates that are interested in engineering. Yes, they are. Now, most of them are for a fee now. You will have to pay a fee unless they have scholarships. You want to get started now for these programs. Don't wait until the summer comes because it will be too late. Everyone will be enrolled, and you won't be able to get in. And it's necessary to start as early as middle school and go to these camps every summer until you graduate. By the time you graduate, you have a foundation for engineering and IT. And when you go into college, you are ready, buddy. You are ready to take that first college course and to go in and slam it, slam dunk it. That's right, because you're going into a profession where you're solving problems and you're using your creativity, and you can have fun. You can have fun doing something you really enjoy. Now let's cue in on our next song. Welcome back, everyone, and Habari Gani to you, and to my new friends, I say what's up, and to those that have existing followers, keep on following the leader. We're going to have more time together. Sometimes you can spread yourself too thin, and then there are those times when we need to focus in on just Blog Talk, and this is one of those weeks we're going to do just that. Why don't you lock in that phone number, little G, at 760-539-3247. You can call in with your mom's permission. And moms, you can call in too to learn all about how to code with party or coding in a party. So you can find out exactly what you can do for your girls to enter into this male-driven profession so that they can get a piece of the action and realize that this is one of the highest paid fields in the profession. Yes, it is. And one of the most sought after professions for women in a male-dominated area. This area can open up visual design. You marketers who are involved in designing and using your skill, photography, as well as graphing and design, CAD, CAM, and getting involved in creative ability. Then on the other hand is the mathematics and computation and problem solving. But you definitely want to ask your mom about, how do I get into the profession? What do I need to know about the profession? Tell me some of the things that I can do to be a contributor. And we're going to find out that right after this commercial. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back. And we're here in the room of Oracle Divination Network, ladies and gentlemen, with me, Omi, as your host this evening. And we are bringing you the topic of you are invited to Made with Code Party. Made with Code Party, we're talking about those youngsters enrolling in coding as early as middle school. Our phone lines are open. You can call in to inquire about how do I offer a Made with Code Party. Dial in at 760-539-3247, and you can speak to the host. Now, we're going to have a specialist come on this week to talk to us about what is engineering and how you get into engineering and how you get young people ready to talk about engineering and enrolling in engineering, the STEMS program during the middle school age. And we're going to have him talk directly to young people who might want to call in to get his input. Now, we don't have a female engineer this time. This will be a male. And he will talk to you about his career and his journey through engineering and the things that he's done to become a geek and what is necessary to become a geek so you can drive around in one of those cars called Geek Squad. Yes, a lot of people want to ride in those cars and they want to be a geek. And that's how a lot of young children were introduced to coding, was to become a troubleshooter and someone who fixed computers. But we're going to talk about that this week, and you'll be able to be invited in. And for the rest of this week, our show will be on from 3 for about 120 clock hours from 3 o'clock on. But you'll be able to call in to the same station as this number I gave, 760-539-3247. You're going to have to call in around 5 o'clock, though, in order to speak to our guest, because he probably won't be on until about 5:20. So you want to call in and ask, how do you become a geek? What does an engineer do? And do I work in the laboratory? Do I get a chance to go on a mission to Mars? Some of you know me from the mission to Mars. If you were in my sixth grade class, you went on a mission to Mars with me, and we took the journey as we went through the mission to Mars with Purdue University. Now, we're going to look at doing that again, and I do have a crew of young people that were in my after-school class where they were all a part of this satire. And this satire, we have 2 segments of it finished, and you can listen to it online, and it talks about all the things that they did on their mission to Mars and how girls were excluded, and how they fought to be inclusive in this all-male-dominated profession. And that's what we're trying to burst, that whole myth of only boys allow, and bring in the girls from all walks of life, no matter what their denomination is, no matter what their race and ethnicity is. We're opening it up to where they can present themselves and be a part of this predominantly male profession. And there's been so much bullying and discrimination against minorities entering, people of other colors and other ethnicities, and they have been excluded and barred out. But that now that the wall has been torn down, we're getting behind those discriminative behaviors, and we're pushing girls out front, because indigenous girls do code too. Even black girls do code too. Let's not get it twisted. We're not just saying girls. We're saying African-American girls, because we have to protect that group of people as well. And I want you mothers to know that you can call in with any question. I am a mother too. I know exactly what goes on in the home of a mother trying to get kids together so they can participate in after-school programs. Well, it's doable, mother, and it's the best thing you can do for your children is to get your children accustomed and acclimated to science and get them in that program on a mission to Mars. If you're in the state of Indiana, you definitely want to go on that mission to Mars and talk to your district about creating a mission to Mars where your children can work for 1 year in a capacity of working with science and technology and preparing to use those skills to prepare them as a candidate for the STEM program. Now, I've said a whole mouthful. What are we supposed to be doing in here? It's time to do what? Did you say it was time to party? It's time to do what? To work it out? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that this is not just any kind of party, ladies and gentlemen. This is a mix it up with codes. Now, there's stories like this. A 17-year-old girl by the name of Ebony, a wonder girl, okay? And she used codes to create her very own musical beats. That's right. Coding can be used to create your musical beat for your rap song. I plan to use coding to create some of my songs. Some of the lyrics I have, I want to create beats behind it. I'm going to see how the coding works with that. Now, there was also a young girl, 19 years old, Brittany Winger. She used codes to detect breast cancer cells. And in less invasive ways with higher accuracy. And she used that for heal with coding. Isn't that a great thing? These young girls are finding out how coding can be used for scientific for detecting early detection of cancer. And then to mix with codes and mix your own rhythm and blues, your own hip hop, and your own songs to create your own original beats. So that is just two avenues that young girls were creative in making their coding. One thing I want to say is that you're going to need some icebreakers, Mom. You're going to have to include some icebreakers in your program, something to make your girls involved in talking and expressing themselves, so that they'll understand that they can make clothes that are electronically charged that actually light up, clothes for sick people that actually help give off alarm. So there's all kinds of unique things now that IT has been developed in schools. But we don't want to bore you, mothers, but you have to be creative and coming up with icebreakers that you can use in your parties. You can throw these parties, Mom, in a library, or you can rent a facility, or you can use your basement. But these parties are going to have to be introduced, because this is how you get the support groups going and get the girls going so that they will be ready to know exactly what they have to do. Now, let's go. Who's New on the Block song. Here we go. Who's New on the Block? back, everyone. Welcome, welcome to Oracle Divination Network. You have your Omi Inka 7 here, Zan New, live coming at you on my pre-birthday party. That's right, we're throwing a pre-birthday party for me. My birthday will be starting at midnight tonight, and it will be going all the way up until Saturday, not continuous during the day, of course, but up until 3, and we'll be going for 120 hours during that time, talking about what is necessary to make a coding party and how mothers can prepare and create the invitations and the icebreakers and what is necessary that goes into that party. I know a lot of hearty dancing is necessary, but you can wear yourself down. Don't put out too much because you won't be able to carry out the rest of the week. You definitely want to take things slow. Let's take them slow. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The six steps, indigenous standing process. Six steps, indigenous standing process. The six steps, indigenous standing process. The six steps, indigenous standing process. The six steps, indigenous standing process.
Mind control for years. My people is some animals, post-traumatic slave syndrome. It's understandable. Yeah, we gotta fix that process for you to get your indigenous standard and to well do respect. Damn time.
Aturku Shayuat, Biwasa, Moose, Chupa, Temta.
You the dog.
In all things by first using
the all white power, cause black ain't got no standard at law. Now Google SF-181 form. Definitions on race and ethnicity. Chiefs, none of your boy got us through the trickery, the contract mystery, the commerce law, the only octagon of nation, a Yamasee war, where the deities and immortals live on one accord, and to win this war depends mighty on war. Hey, all, from my ancestors, the body for Yoruba, Yamasee more, Sicilia.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 4.
The six steps, indigenous standing process. The six steps, indigenous standing process. The six steps, indigenous standing process. The six steps, indigenous standing process.
Heavenly Father, you hear. We break, crush, dissolve, and destroy everything. Panic attack, Druid witch attack, Druid attack, Wicca attack, Kabbalah witch attack, Wizard attack, Shaman attack, Witch doctor attack, Voodoo attack, Magical attack, Luciferian attack, Werewolf attack, Vampire attack, Sorcery attack, Telepathic attack, Santeria attack, Mental attack, Psychic attack, Radionic attack, Psychotronic attack, Death signal, Psionic attack, Disease signal attack, Galar wave attack, Mind control attack, Tesla wave attack, magnetic attack, microlaser wave attack, every time gap group, men in black group, sonic group, new world order group, government group, shadow government group, Illuminati group, MJ-12 group, action 1, 2, 3, 4 group, NSA group, NRO group, religious group, Christian group, Pentecostal, Anglican group, FBI, DOJ group, NIMA group, CIA group, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, military group, KTF group, D.O.N. Group, N.I.S. Group, Mars Defense Force Group, Mars Project Group, Mars Intelligence Force Group, Reptilian Group, Draconian Group, Gray Group, Insect Group, and every group that we don't know the name of. In Horus's name, I command now, Amun Ray.
The six-step indigenous standing process.
Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch Syndrome, Stockholm Syndrome, Five Monkey Syndrome. This is not for you and you know it. These weekly addresses are for deities only.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You see those youngins, they out there, and they are putting their music out by any means necessary. You want to get those young people's music in there as well, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone deserves an opportunity. Our phone lines are open at 760-539-3247. If you're out there and you're looking for how to create a special party for your daughter this year, you can do a major coding party. And that coding party has to be structured and laid out. And that's what we're doing today, giving you a little foundational teaching. We're going to get more into that partying on tomorrow. And we're just trying to construct a party for you here today. And Omi is not going to be alone. I have a guest that I've invited this week to talk about what was his journey on the way to becoming an engineer. How did he become an engineer? What are some of the professions and work that you can do in this field? A female-dominated profession. And women, do you realize you have to break into this field, but you have to know something about the profession. You have to understand that there's avenues that you can venture into, that you can work in the allied health profession as well as in the private sector. And we want to make sure that those things are talked about. And for those of you who are engineers, you can call in to talk about your journey on the way to engineer. And we want to make sure that you know that we've invited you. So why don't you come on in and be a part of the establishment. Join us. Much for coming out to this To Mate with Cold Party and for joining us, mothers. And I do trust that you'll come out again tomorrow at 3 p.m. where we'll be laying the foundation for the icebreakers for the party and the logistics of the party and basically what is coding and how does it benefit those young girls who are entering into the profession. We want to make sure that they understand that coding is for girls too, and that girls can code and party at the same time. and we are going to work this thing out. So come on out and join us tomorrow, and we'll have our guest speaker on this week. I'm not sure if it's going to be Thursday or Saturday, but we're going to have him on talking about his venture into the area of engineering. Stay tuned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back, and we are talking about to code in this room. How does young girls get into coding, and what is the purpose of a To Made with Code party? We're going to be talking about that the rest of this week. You don't want to miss out on that, and you want to make sure you lock in those dial numbers at 760-539-3247. You can call in tomorrow, and we'll be in here working it out. Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow. Au revoir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for carrying me through this day, through the first pre-eve of my party, and we'll be coding with party on tomorrow at 3 p.m., so please join us, and we'll see you then. Oh, double, and remember to work it out. DJ Omi's in the house. in the house and she was ready to rock and roll. See you tomorrow. Oh, devil.